So we've talked about recording and capturing information wholly and accurately, but without having a system or a database to store that information on and keep it maintained appropriately, it would be impossible for the landlord to have an understanding of circumstances. Did you find examples of this in your research for the report? What were the reasons for landlords not having access to a system or a database where all this information should be contained, and what was the impact of this?
Yeah, so we do have one case study in the report where we found severe maladministration, and the reason for that, for the poor knowledge and information management, was a complete lack of system. I would say that was rare. That was the only case that we found that actually had a complete absence of any system whatsoever. But what we did find was that there were systems that, for whatever reason, weren't fit for that particular purpose. So reflecting again what we were told in the call for evidence, lots of systems not being able to communicate with one another, not being able to interrogate systems, either because of the system itself or staff not actually knowing how to do that. And the issue of systems itself was a particularly interesting one in this investigation, because we found that some landlords were either very much saying it's all down to the system and it's system failure. The flip side, we had landlords telling us that they saw a new system as a panacea for all their ills. And we see that quite a lot, particularly with mergers, where landlords will tell us, well, we're going to have a centralised system. And we're not saying that that is inherently good or bad. And of course, there makes a lot of sense. But where landlords are just wholly reliant upon a system, they're then overlooking the human element of that. And that's something that we really want to convey, because systems, of course, are all part of it, but systems are used by people. And it all comes back to, what direction are you giving your staff? What training are you providing them with? And what are your service standards, first and foremost? Because you need to be able to give that clarity and direction in terms of, this is the benchmark for how we record things. These are the requirements. This is the process map for how we record this. And if that's missing, you could have the most expensive system in the world, but it's not going to solve the issues for you. The London School of Economics research that was carried out, they did make recommendations about two systems in particular, and we purposely didn't include that in the report as any kind of recommendation. Firstly, because it's not appropriate for us to be endorsing any kind of particular system, but also we thought the risk of doing that was that it would then be seen as, all we need to do is get that system and that is going to take care of everything. And it's not going to resolve issues around mindset, and if you don't have the right mindset and the culture and the governance right, the system isn't going to solve these issues or prevent them for you.